Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Saturday Night Live may look a little different. Would this be this season, Dean?
Yeah, the upcoming 51st season is what they're talking about. The producer of the show, Lorne Michaels, who rarely does interviews, did do one, and he has confirmed that there will be many changes in the cast this year. He didn't say exactly who is staying, who's leaving, what's going to happen, but he said there will be a shakeup with the cast. So we'll keep our eye on that. He did confirm that the actor James Austin Johnson, who was just at the Den Theater this past weekend, by the way, said that he will be one of the ones remaining on the show. He's the one that plays President Trump on the show. They're saying that in about a week or so, we should know what's going to be happening there. The 51st season of SNL will premiere October 4th.
I was sorry to hear about the death of the actor who played Hesh on The Sopranos, and I had no idea about his great background, Dean.
Yeah, he started in acting much later in life. In his mid-60s is when he started that, and prior to that, he was a stage manager, he was a director, he was a producer, mostly on Broadway. He was a behind-the-scenes guy. And just for a little change of pace, occasionally would take an acting role, and that turned into roles on The Sopranos, as you said, or The Good Wife, or Rescuers. He had wound up having quite an acting career. His name, Jerry Adler, and he was 96 years old.
Who went to the movies this weekend?
Well, this is kind of interesting because we had something happen that I don't ever remember happening before. I don't think it ever has, where a movie that started off on streaming wound up just going to the box office on a fluke and wound up becoming the number one movie of the weekend. It's K-Pop Demon Hunter. If you've got kids, they probably watch it on Netflix. Netflix put out a sing-along version of this animated musical, so they decided to put it into theaters, you know, so people could get together and sing along with this particular version. It wound up making $18 million at the box office and now has become one of Netflix's most popular titles since the show debuted 2 months ago. It's Netflix's second most watched original movie of all time. After that, the top movies of the weekend include Weapons, include Freaky Friday, the Fantastic Four movie, also part of the top five movies of the weekend as well.
My wife made us go see Freaky Friday. And I was not happy. Let's
how
put
was
it that way.
Nap? How was that 90-minute nap for you?
Well, I tried, but then she kept elbowing me in the ribs. But your review was right on with that one, I thought. You know, it was a little stupid. But
yeah, it's so interesting because I've heard, you know, with every review that I do, some people agree, some people don't agree. But younger women, when I say younger, I mean like in their late 20s, early 30s, they think this is the greatest movie that's ever been made, Freaky or Friday, because they have an emotional and nostalgic connection to it, I guess. And pretty much everybody else, especially old fogies like us, we could easily take a pass on the whole thing.
I guess I'm married to a Gen Xer. Who knew?
There you go.
Dean recently spoke with Pierce Brosnan and Helen Mirren. How did that go, Dean?
Oh, my gosh. Helen Mirren is one of these people that can absolutely do no wrong in my book, but she, you know, is an Oscar winner. Everything that she's in is fantastic. Here she teams up with former 007 star Pierce Brosnan in a brand new Netflix series that's called The Thursday Murder Club. If you think about Only Murders in the Building and transfer it to a senior citizen retirement home, that's kind of what this series is about. A group of seniors solve murders for fun, but then get caught up in the cases. We talked with Helen and Pierce, not only about the movie, but what they like to do when they are not making movies.
I love to paint. I always wanted to be an artist, a painter, and the painting is has become more relevant in my life. Just the joy of life, of being here and now, and having overcome tragedies and disappointments, and that you can survive all of that and keep going and stay alive, and no regrets, no bitterness. Stay away from the bitterness of life.
Absolutely. I mean, I enjoy, you know, if we're talking about sort of not hobbies, but, you know, I find gardening is a very, the physicality of gardening, the psychology of gardening, yes. For want of a better yes. word. You know, with gardening, you have to understand that things die,
the seasons,
and you mess it up, and yes. you plant the thing in the wrong place, or yeah. an insect comes and eats it. You spend all your time on this thing, and then you know.
Yeah.
So you have to sort of understand the triumph and the tragedy of life through gardening.
That's a classy duo, isn't it?
I could just, you know, listen to them speak, but can relate so much to what Helen Mirren is talking about. Years ago, when I moved into a new home, I had never done any gardening, hadn't planned on doing any gardening, and then just slowly kind of got into it and developed all these things that she talked about, this psychology of the whole thing and planning the whole thing and watching things grow. It's truly amazing, and now I can say I have something in common with Helen Mirren that I never thought I would, you know, ever have anything like that.
Yeah, but she was not talking about growing marijuana. Let's talk about music news.
Do we know that for sure, really? I don't know.
What's up with Kevin Jonas?
Kevin Jonas, you know, these three brothers, they've been performing now for 20 years. You would think that they had pretty much done everything, only to have learned this past weekend, and they were doing a show in Boston, that Kevin Jonas had never done a solo song ever. He'd never recorded one. He had never performed one ever. So he steps up to the microphone and decides he's going to do a solo song at this show in Boston. And I think it came out pretty good. I just think it's amazing that these guys who are, you know, they've spent all their lives on stage, and one of the brothers never, you know, I don't know, by his choice or, you know, I have brothers. I could see where they would have pushed me to the side and never let me do a solo.
Mm-hmm.
But 37 years old, he finally got his chance. Whether he repeats this or not when they come to the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park tomorrow night, we will find out. But if you're a Jonas Brothers fan, tickets are still available for that show, by the way.
Good for him. And what is going on with Britney Spears now?
Just another average weekend for Britney Spears. You know, she got bored, apparently, at some point over the weekend and decided to take all of her clothes off and take a picture of herself.
Uh-huh.
And then post it on Instagram.
Of course.
It's who hasn't done that, really? She posted one picture completely naked, except with a rose emoji over her buttocks region. And then a little after that, she posted another one apologizing for the first one, saying, sometimes you got to make mistakes in order to realize that you need to grow. She never explained why. She never, you know, there's never any reasoning behind anything Britney Spears does. But
no new album, nothing.
No, no, just Botox.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean. Talk to you tomorrow.